Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
What do you need solved today? Is there something going on in your life? You bring it to Text Roulette, 414-432-1099. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We're going to spin the text roulette wheel, find out what kind of text messages we've
yes!
been getting overnight, yesterday,
what
whichever.
What question do you want answered?
17.
Number 17. Not 17 questions. No, this is just number 17. That's what it means when we land on the number. So we will refresh. Did you have any problems like logging in this morning?
No, it was all good. But I know that there's some that have just come in the last 5 minutes.
Go. Well, this is a one-line question that, I don't know. Now that I look at this, why haven't cereal bags evolved to Ziploc by now? What do we look like, experts, people?
That's amazing.
Everybody's probably wondering this.
I have totally wondered this.
Why couldn't they change cereal bags to Ziplocs by now? Why haven't cereal bags evolved to Ziploc by now? Like what? They're animals and all of a sudden, I decided to do this. No. They should have Ziplocs on cereal because every time you open cereal and about a week later when you crunch it, you close it, unless you're my wife and you just leave it wide open. And then all of a sudden, boom, everything's stale. You got to throw it away.
You can get a bag of carrots that have a Ziploc.
Yes.
Why have we not done this with cereal bags? And that plastic is extremely thin. So it a lot of times will rip, not in the right spot. It'll rip all the way down. That's why I bought those storage containers.
Yes, smart.
I pour it right in there. They don't get stale. It's organized. You can see how much cereal's left because there's nothing worse.
Truth.
Than going to grab.
Truth.
Those Lucky Charms and you're looking at it. Why are there only 10 pieces? Who left this in the pantry and didn't add it to the list?
And you also have a nice little container, like you mentioned, that has a little cover. Unlike the cereal at my house, Jess, I love you, but here's the issue. When I open cereal, I take scissors and I just cut a little bit on that edge.
Tell me you're using kitchen scissors and not your scissors that you use for any kind of work projects around the house.
I don't care what scissors I have.
That is so unsanitary. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean unsanitary? We need a little bit of, we gotta fight something.
You need kitchen scissors.
Oh, that have.
I'm so adamant with my boys. They'll go into the drawer that has the pens and the tape and the stapler, all that stuff. And they grab those scissors. And I look at them. I'm like, you cannot use those scissors for anything related and tied to food.
That's fine.
It's because I worked in a kitchen growing up in high school and we know about that sanitation.
Yeah.
But there are kitchen scissors that are meant for the food that you can easily wash. That's disgusting.
I open it up.
With the gross, nasty, crunchy, all gooped up scissors.
I would rather do that than to have this go stale in 2 days because my wife takes the middle and just goes...
You're going to get hepatitis or something from those scissors.
The whole thing is wide open. And I go, why are we opening this whole top? Why don't we just cut a little bit on the edge? Come on. What are we doing here? That's my fight in the kitchen. Well, I'm like, why are you doing this all the time?
Okay, you have that fight in the kitchen. When you talk about plastic bags, let's talk about when you go to the deli at the grocery store and they give you sandwich meat in those plastic bags and they put the sticker label right over where you're supposed to open the bag.
Period.
Why do they do that?
Why?
Why? How? Because now this bag is totally shot.
Yeah, when you go to open it.
I can't zip it back up.
No.
I don't
know
why they
put... Well, you can zip it. But there's a big hole.
Put the price on that. Yes, yeah. Because it's now have to be ripped open.
I don't know.
That I battle with that in the kitchen. That is my biggest question. And I never have the heart when I'm at the grocery store to, because I don't want to be that person.
Can you do that?
Or I don't want to be that person. I worked at the bakery, McGlynn's Bakery at Pick and Save back in the day on Holt when I was a teenager. And I don't want to be that customer. But I do stand there over the counter when they're doing the deli and I look at them I want to say, Can you not put the sticker over the opening of the bag?
Shh, because if my mother's listening, she's going to tell me that the next time we shop. Just tell them what you want. Make sure it's thin
sliced. She has that same battle in her kitchen.
Yes, and don't put the tape over the top. Ugh. Great, that's your battle. My battle is opening everything.
What is your kitchen battle?
Let's go.
What is the thing in the kitchen? Don't even get me started on the can opener. I cannot find a good can opener to save my life.
Are you my mother? First of all, it was
seriously
putting the price tag over the deli meat, and now the can opener. My goodness. This all evolved from why haven't cereal bags changed to Ziploc by now?
Why haven't they? Come on.
In text roulette. But now we've gone into, what is your kitchen battle? 414-432-1099.
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up. But first, a quick break from our sponsors.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is your kitchen battle? This all comes from our text roulette question. Why haven't cereal bags evolved to Ziploc by now? And then that got us down a rabbit hole of saying, well, this is wrong in the kitchen. This is wrong in the kitchen. We're battling everything. Laundry Shop Linda, what is it for you?
Oh, God, fruit.
How are you battling fruit?
It seems like I buy it, and within 2 days, it's bad.
Yeah, that and the bags of lettuce that I put in the crisper and I go, oh, I'm going to make a bunch of salads this week. This is going to be great. And then Friday comes and I go, ugh,
Linda,
I forgot about it.
Especially those pre-chopped bags. The minute you open it and the air gets to it, bam, it's done.
It is. And it's like we all do that where we have all these high hopes. I'm going to eat good this week.
Yes.
I'm going to buy this produce. I'm going to buy these red, yellow, and green peppers. I'm going to cut them up, have them in a bowl just for a little quick snack. And it never happens. And they all get mushy. It's a cycle that just continues on and on. What is the fruit that you think goes bad the fastest. Because I'm telling you, for me, it's avocados.
Avocados.
Like, what is up with the avocados?
I even bought one that was, okay, this one's not as squishy. This could last me a few days. Eh.
When you buy avocados, buy the ones that are harder. Because when they're squishy, they're already ripening.
Yeah, but then I tell myself I'm going to eat it today when I get home. So I want to make sure it's soft enough that I can cut it.
You want it in between.
I also heard a life hack that if you take the little knot off at the top of like the seed area, if you take that little knot off and it's bright green, you know that the avocado is ready to go. That color will tell you what the avocado looks like on the inside.
You
can tell if it's rotten or not.
Are you taking these knots off in the grocery store?
Yes.
Are you like my mother breaking bananas?
Yes.
Don't be messing with it.
Why do you keep saying I'm Mary? I guess I've become Radar's mom.
Thanks, Linda. Great to talk to you.
All right, guys. Bye.
All right, we've got a text here from the Side and Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. Just Jen.
Did we get that nickname?
No, I think she gave it to herself, okay. And I absolutely love it.
All right.
Back to the Ziploc bag. She's saying it depends on the brand of cereal you buy. The cheaper brands don't have the Ziploc on them. I don't know that I've seen any that have a Ziploc bag.
I don't think I've seen any.
And how expensive is this cereal if you want it to be in a Ziploc bag?
Just Jen, send us a picture of what you're buying because I will buy that. If it has the Ziploc on top,
I'm telling you,
sold.
Just buy one of the containers. Buy one of the containers.
Yeah, but then that takes up more room and my wife doesn't like the clutter and I got to be careful with that.
Yeah, well, I just don't want this stuff to get stale. But here's a message from Old Soul Joan as we go down this road of what's your kitchen battle. Things that drive you nuts. Mm-hmm. Here she is saying that it's her daughter. She said, my kitchen battle is my daughter loses my utensils and I don't have a complete set. This has happened so often in our house. For our son, when he goes to school or when he's going to work and things like that, he has his own stash of utensils that he can take from that are just cheap old utensils I bought from Goodwill because I don't get them back.
Where do they go?
I don't know. I ask him, where are they? And he said, oh, I think some of them are in the sink at work. I think
at
some
work.
Of them. Or does he throw them away?
He
I have no idea. You know what? They're probably in his car. Let's be real.
Let's
probably where they are. But that is exactly why I bought that cheap set, because I said, these are yours, Brayson. You can use these utensils.
Also, Joan, you better check your daughter's vehicle, because, there could
be
some underneath the seat, in the trunk, wherever.
We know people that have utensils in their purses. We've had people call into the show and say, I have a spoon or a fork in my purse.
And you know what? Somebody has taken utensils from right here at the Mix Kitchen. Elizabeth.
Don't you remember
we called you out on
we
that.
Did.
You took that home and I'm like, what? Oh, this is why you're taking it home because you're running out of stuff at home.
Why are we still talking about this, Radar? I took it home to wash it, and I forgot to put it back the next day. I had it maybe in my lunch bag cleaned for 2 days, but I did put the fork and spoon back.
Let me ask you this. Is there a sink here? Is there soap here?
Yes.
Why did you need to take it home to wash it? Are you one of those people?
Because we're doing the radio show and I didn't have time. It was not theft. I brought it back. Do not judge me. Do not turn this on me.
Oh, the judging is on. The judging is on.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't put that on me.
It's text roulette 414-432-1099. Who knows? We could be answering your text later on this morning.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.